current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, The Protected Class. The release of the redacted Epstein files recently reopened a disturbing and unresolved chapter. These documents, though heavily censored, reminded people that the full truth has not been shared. The missing names, black passages, and hidden details have created as much anger as the information that was revealed. What seems pretty obvious after this is that the redactions supported protection rather than privacy. Instead of bringing closure, the files reinforced the belief that powerful interests continue to limit transparency. The release did not end questions, it amplified them, showing how difficult it is to reach the truth when influence and reputation are at stake. This case also highlights how elites, far too often, live above the law in a capitalist society. Wealth and power can act as an armor, reducing consequences and softening scrutiny. Politicians, corporate leaders, and public figures move within systems that protect their status. Donald Trump's name frequently arises due to his past social associations with Jeffrey Epstein. Really highlights how closeness to scandal can exist without consequences. This is not about proven guilt, but about how influential figures can continue their careers while ordinary people would not be given the same benefit. The system itself favors those at the top. The cover-up surrounding Epstein and his associates would, of course, cause deep harm to the victims. Survivors have spoken about being ignored, silenced, or treated as inconvenient obstacles. Institutions seemed more focused on avoiding embarrassment than delivering justice. The slow and limited release of information has felt like another betrayal to those who suffered abuse. For victims, every hidden detail sends the message that their pain matters less than the reputations of powerful people. This would leave many feeling highly distrustful of a system that claims to protect them but repeatedly fails to do so. Beyond this single case, the scandal reflects a broader moral decay in Western societies. These societies often claim to defend human rights while allowing exploitation to continue behind closed doors. Human trafficking is growing worldwide, driven by inequality, profit, and lack of enforcement. The Epstein case is not an exception. It's a symbol of a larger problem. When people are treated as products and demand is protected by wealth, abuse becomes easier to hide. The contrast between public values and private behavior exposes a disturbing hypocrisy. Real change requires way more than public anger or partial nonsense disclosures. It demands true accountability, applied equally to everyone, regardless of wealth, status, or power. Systems that exist to serve an elite class must be challenged, dismantled, and replaced. Until there's values, ideas, and systems that promote and protect influence rather than fairness, elites will be shielded, victims will be ignored, and accountability will remain the exception rather than the rule. Isn't it time to rid us of the rotten system which has caused nothing but harm in every way, shape, and form? Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.